From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Harvey unleashes his fury.
The best way I can describe it is a tin can being kicked down the road.
That's the voice of Steve Sims. He's the fire chief of Rockport, Texas, as Hurricane Harvey makes landfall.
I fear we're gonna really see some severe damage. We haven't been able to get out and see what we got going, but it's not looking good.
Harvey is the fiercest hurricane to hit the U.S. in more than a decade, with winds of 209 kilometers per hour at the time of landfall. The storm has gradually weakened, however. By early morning on Saturday, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said that Harvey had sustained winds now of 185 kilometers per hour. Yesterday, a rally in San Francisco was called Unite Against Hate, in anticipation today of a rally that was to have been held, put on groups who might incite similar repercussions to what happened in Charlottesville a couple of weeks ago. Internationally renowned recording artist MC Hammer, who's also a resident of the Bay Area.
Hate is dangerous, and we can't sit back and say, well, let them demonstrate. It'll go away. That's not the way hate operates.
Yes. Yes.
So we have to stay on top of it and let it know that it can't be comfortable here in our home.
Well, apparently the preemptive effort worked. Today, the leaders of the right-wing and anti-Marxist groups scheduled to hold rallies in the San Francisco area have called the events off. Joey Gibson, founder of the group Patriot Prayer, announced that the speakers initially scheduled to speak in the city's National Park area will now be featured at a news conference. This is VOA News. The sound of dozens of mourners in Kabul, Afghanistan, in the wake of the horrifying attack at a Shiite mosque yesterday afternoon during Friday afternoon prayer. Afghan officials raised the death toll from that suicide attack to at least 28 people. More than 50 others were being wounded during Friday prayers. Women, children, two police officers were among the victims. Mourners gathered Saturday to bury the dead inside the mosque compound. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the UN in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Now, Nicolas Maduro himself is firing back today.
Otra vez.
He says, once again, insanity has been unleashed. It's an insanity of anti-Venezuelan hatred, of an anti-Bolivian envy. That from the White House and the government of the United States, it appears that they keep adding every Friday. Now it is every Friday that they launch something against the people of Venezuela. Two Fridays ago, the president of the United States, Donald Trump, threatened Venezuela with a military invasion and a military occupation of Venezuela, and now it's sanctions. South Korea's military says North Korea today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off of its eastern coast. The launch is the first by the North since it test-fired a missile in July of this year that could reach the U.S. Somali and U.S. military officials are investigating the results of an operation conducted in southern Somalia amid confusion on whether the attack killed civilians or al-Shabaab militants. The U.S. Africa Command said in a statement it is aware of the civilian casualty allegations and are taking it seriously. The Somali government initially said eight al-Shabaab fighters were killed at a farm in a joint operation by the Somali National Army and international partners. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.